Welcome back to another episode of Inspiring Parents. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com. Today we are going to tap into another Kid Bit. As you may or may not know, Kid Bits is a book I wrote quite a few years ago. It's called Kid Bits Inspiration for Parents. You can find it on Amazon. And it's a great little book to open up whenever you need it. In anything we do in life, we sometimes will put out a call for help. We won't know we're doing it, and sometimes we do know what we're doing it. Some people say it in a prayer, some people say it in a meditation, some people say it in frustration. I'm going crazy, I need some help. Somehow, when we ask for help, it comes to us in many different forms. And sometimes those forms come in the oddest ways, and sometimes they come very obvious. Sometimes we are completely unconscious to that we've even asked for help, and therefore we're unconscious to the answer that's given to us as well. So Kid Bits is sort of an easy way to tap into that help. Because when you're having a frustrationing time with your child or in life, because we always also parent ourselves or reparent ourselves. And so when you have one of those moments where you just don't know what to do, you're at your wit's end or you need to step away from a situation, open up the Kid Bits to any page and an answer will come to you. And so here's an answer that may resonate with you today because you're listening to this podcast at this point in time. When I open it up, I see this Kid Bit. What are your current actions teaching your child? This is a really good one to remind us that we are modeling life for our kids. We are showing them how to live life. And that causes us to step up our game if we become conscious to what we're doing. We step into life in the way we want our kids to live it because we want them to see that. Sometimes we will see our kids doing something that makes us cringe because it's something that it's a habit they've picked up from our modeling that we really don't want them to have. When I was teaching preschool, there was a little boy that came in and he was playing with the other kids and stuff, and suddenly he picked up a crayon and started smoking it. And I thought, oh, interesting, must have a smoker at home. Because he was watching everything that was around him and everything that was at home and trying it out to see how he was going to live in this reality. So they are watching our every step. What do you want to be teaching your child? Now, you can go into this from a place of, oh gosh, now it's my responsibility to be perfect. And no, it's actually not. It's your responsibility to be your very best, to be honest, to be in integrity, which isn't that the way you want to live anyway? And so to be honest and integrity, that means being completely yourself. It means letting your flaws be okay, but recognizing them. So if you make a mistake, as you've heard me say before, tell your child, wow, I'm so sorry, I made a mistake. Show your child that it's okay to make mistakes and how to step up and take responsibility for your mistakes. Show them how to live life honestly and to be themselves so they can go into the world and be themselves. Isn't that what we want for our kids? Not to be somebody we want them to be or somebody that's expected from society, but somebody who they feel really good about themselves being. I don't know about you, but that's what I've always wanted for my kids. For them to be themselves and to be recognized for who they are. And this Kid Bit is a good reminder of that. So look at your life right now. What's in your face? What's up for you right now that this Kid Bit fits perfectly in? I'll read it again. What are your current actions teaching your child? So take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at how your child is acting out. Where are they learning that? Think about all those. And really step into that power place in your life of being yourself, of being in integrity, of being who you want yourself to be, so that your child models that and goes out into the world being who they want to be, standing in their power place. This is our kid bit for today. I hope it's been really helpful. It's been helpful for me. It's in the morning for me, so I am going to really step up my game today. Even though my kids are grown, I am still modeling to other people out in the world, and I'm wanting to live in integrity myself and in my place of power and honesty. So thanks for the inspiration for myself. Have a fabulous day. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com. Join us again next week for another episode of Inspiring Parents.